Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I decided this past weekend, I was back in Chicago and I got to do a little bit of improv comedy.
Really? Shoehorned in comedy the last possible second.
According to some, me, it was comedy. According to the audience, it was unwatchable. But it made me in the mood to do a little bit of improv. So I went to our Discord, where all the cool people hang out, by the way. And I got some one-word suggestions. So I figured we would get a suggestion, either do one long scene or a bunch of little scenes based on that. And then once we run out of steam with that run, I'll give us another new suggestion.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, so you figured that's what we'd do, huh?
Oh.
Just as simple as that?
Was I assuming too much? Was I assuming that you guys would guess and?
Figured.
So we're going to do some improv comedy.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't have to be. It can be art.
Perfect.
Well, let's get started. I'm going to go to the Discord.
Oh, Aaron's using her game show voice. That means she doesn't have a word ready.
Let's get it started.
Ha!
I want to talk to you guys about a property that you could both own in a way.
I'm listening. Here's a check. Here's a blank check.
I'm glistening. Here's the podcast blank check.
Oh, he's one of those Twilight vampires.
One of those.
Okay, so we're going to start off with the two of you, and your word is from Bo, and it's apothecary.
And by the two of you, do you mean Adel and you?
Nope, I mean you and Adel.
You're looking into a mirror, though.
Yes.
Okay.
For different reasons, for vanity reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Good sir, there is no time to lose. Oh, sorry, you were ahead of me. Go ahead.
No, please. I am just here at the apothecary shop for a very specific purpose.
Purpose, yes.
My lover
took poison.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, then. What happened to your master?
He took poison.
Yes, my lover took poison, and I am here to the apothecary.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
How well do you know your lover? Is this like a new love thing, or is this like...
We are bound in the stars. It is writ.
Yeah,
we are love.
That's not what I asked.
Our soul. We have known each other.
But how long?
Since yesterday at noon.
Okay.
Old dawn does break on the balcony.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I think I take priority here.
Oh.
Because I got my job with my master yesterday morning. So...
Well, time is about equivalent, so what we should do is...
Tither,
good sir.
About equivalent?
How old is the one you serve?
My master?
Yes.
Oh, his aged, decrepit bones clink and clink every movement that
24?
He makes. 24, 25, I don't know. He said on the first day in orientation, and now I can't ask because I'm like, oh, I know he said.
Yes.
Hello, gentlemen. I will be with you in 1 minute. Just so you know, we're down to our last bottle of poison remover. I gotta run in the back, but I'll be right back out.
Did she call it poison remover? I'm looking for an antidote.
Yeah, I would
an
antidote.
Couldn't think of the word.
So it sounds like
don't
what she's selling is like.
It.
What she's selling is like if you spill poison.
Okay, sir, the antidote is yours. The antidote is yours. You're not on me. Yeah, you get it. You get it. Huh?
Okay. Not bad.
Zounds. I have missed my opportunity to procure a bottle of poison remover.
You did. Now I'm going to go give my 24, I think, year old master this poison remover, and he was going to be right as rain.
Ah, my young bride to be. Is doomed, her being 23 and a half. Well, young was a sarcastic term, of course. In this day and age, we all die by 19.
Wow,
that's
young
ancient.
Is a sarcastic term? How well do you even know this lady, okay? Seems like you don't even like her.
Well, I mean, in this day and age, how well do we know anyone? I left my parents at 3.
Red flag.
So I could learn from the best cobbler in town. Shoes it was. Shoes the game. Shoes the name.
Wait. Your bride-to-be.
Yes.
You said she's 23-ish?
I think so.
Lives in a big wizard tower at the edge of town?
You know it.
Yeah, employs local boys to fetch her things and...
Yeah.
This is gonna sound crazy. I think your love of your life and my master...
Yes?
...have never even met. But they sound like they love each other.
In a town this small?
All right, med students, class of 1874, please come in here.
Hop, 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 hop,
okay,
hop, hop.
Yes.
Well, you are the brightest and best that we have. And before you graduate, I just want to go over some general knowledge about the medical field that you should all know by now.
Yes.
Yes, we know about the humors, and we know leeches remove the humors. I think that's all there is to know.
Basically, yes. But I'm going to run some questions by you.
Is this going to take long? Because I really need to go. I have a whole bright future ahead of me. I'm going to open up a clinic that cures women of whatever it is that is wrong with women. And boy, is it
we'll
a list.
We'll never get to the bottom of that.
Well, I'll die trying, and I'll die a happy
shake
man.
Hands, shake hands,
shake hands, shake hands, shake hands, hands,
shake hands, shake hands, hands, shake hands, hands, shake hands. Well, gentlemen, yes. Pop quiz, if you will.
Oh. Yes.
If somebody comes in and their arm is bleeding, you should...
amputate the arm, hit them over the head, bury them alive.
Ha ha! Huzzah! Yes, shake hands, shake hands, shake hands, shake hands.
Very good. You're going to be a very good doctor.
And if that doesn't work, you should.
Well, if they're bleeding that badly, I would call a priest, because that's the domain of a man of the cloth.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands, shake hands.
We should just call this waving.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. When we say shakes hands, we're all kind of putting our elbow up and shaking our head.
Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands, shake hands. Anyways, if a woman comes in with a slight headache, I should...
consult her husband immediately.
To her husband immediately.
Huzzah, yes.
This is a trick. This is a doctor as the mother situation. I see through this, yes.
And if her husband is unavailable for any reason, I should...
grab the nearest man in sight and ask him, be he the age of 2 or 200?
Huzzah! Very good, gentlemen.
Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands, shake hands, shake hands.
What else? If someone needs a haircut, I should...
cut off their arm, hit them over the head, bury them alive.
Yes! You got it, one!
Assuming they're a witch... And why else would they need a haircut if not to disguise their witchy behavior?
Yes, of course. I heard that Goody Sullivan did just the other night shrink herself down to the size of a mouse and crawl through the keyhole of a home. Horrid stuff. Horrid,
horrid
stuff.
Stuff. Horrid stuff. If I ever encounter such a creature, there surely will come to my jail. I mean, sanitarium that I'm building out of the country.
Yes. And can I say, sir, it has been a privilege to study at your institute. The 2-page pamphlet that I have been studying for the last 4 years...
it's heavy.
...has been eye-opening.
Bad Thank on the you. Back.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Professor Railroad Wealth, I just have to say that it has been an honor and a privilege to study under you, but I have to ask, you could be a doctor at any of the finest hospitals in the land. Why do you choose to sacrifice everything to teach us young students how to be doctors?
Well... walks over to the window.
Oh, fell right out. Fell right out.
Oh, we should go downstairs. Let's Ooh, that's going to have to come off.
No, no, bad no. Break. You don't have to amputate. I take back everything I said.
Silence, witch.
See.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.